Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ink Boutique. This is Anna Castillo with Ink Cosmetics, and I just wanted to welcome you all. I know this is kind of an impromptu, radio show today. We didn't plan on doing too much, but something hit me today. I took my daughter. It's Palm Sunday, so I want to say bless you to everyone, and I hope that you all enjoyed a good weekend and you had time with your family. I hope you have nothing but good things coming and blessings to you all. I just wanted to kind of give you a brief for some of you that haven't been to our show before. I just wanted to tell you exactly what we're about. Basically, I brought this radio show because there's, you know, some people like to read. We have a blog. Some people like to see us on YouTube. We do have a YouTube channel. And then there's some people that just like to listen when they're doing things throughout their day. So I guess for lack of better terms, Ink Boutique is just basically a network that features like inspirational behind-the-scenes looks and lessons on what goes on behind everything beauty. Now that's dealing with our home life, dealing with our regular business, everyday life. But we have special emphasis on like cultivating your creativity. Like there's so many things that people could be doing with their life that I don't think that they take advantage of. And I like to kind of capture that all within like a, you know, radio show. Now we do limit our radio shows to smaller portions just because of the subject matter. So we hope to bring you, you know, longer versions if the need arises. But this one is a 30-minute show today. It's a Sunday and people should be resting and kind of chilling out. So I want to give you, there is a call-in guest line. Now the phone number for that is going to be 516-418-5580. Again, that's 516-418-5580. And you can call in and ask your questions. But I made the show because my daughter is going to be driving soon. She's already driving, like her permit. She's a great driver. God bless her. But at the same time, she is going to be getting her license here shortly. So I'm kind of scared about that because, I mean, she's my only child and, you know, we have crazy drivers out there. So I some of you I'm sure can relate, but I do trust her. Now I'm kind of worried about all the other people that are around and you know, not adhering to the laws, I guess. But in the next couple weeks, she has her car already, so she'll be on the road. And I brought this because she's 16 and she has two jobs. She's an honor roll student, and I couldn't be happier. Now, why she needs two jobs, I don't know. I guess let me kind of take that back. She is following, I guess, you know, because of the child labor laws and everything, you can only work so many hours. And sometimes she doesn't have hours in one job as she would in another job. So she kind of wanted to maximize her time to keep it consistent and busy throughout. Before I begin, I do want to kind of see Jason Wood has come in. Let me see if I can get him online. And Jason Wood is our marketing director. He's also my best friend and significant other. Jason, are you there?
I am here.
Hi, welcome to Ink Boutique, Ink Cosmetics Radio. I had briefly, I don't know if you caught it, because I know that you're doing some things there at the house, but I only did a small show today. It's going to be a 30-minute show. We're now into 25 minutes. Again, the guest line is 516-418-5580, and that's on Blog Talk Radio with Ink Cosmetics. Jason, if you could push that out too to our social media, that would be awesome. But Jason is our marketing director, and at the same time, he's still in D.C. God willing, he'll be up here in the San Antonio area where I'm at. Jason, what are you doing today?
Well, today I'm kind of helping a friend of mine move some furniture around, fixing a doggy door in the wall, actually, so I've become quite the handyman. And took some time to dial in to help you out with the show and get our listeners dialed in to see what's going on.
Awesome, awesome. I know that I saw your little project there, which maybe you should show some pictures later on the blog on how to properly install the doggy door. Or I don't know,
well,
hopefully you're not getting it.
We'll see when it's done, if it's properly, but we'll post it through.
Okay. Well, I told him about today's show, which is, and I kind of wanted to bring you on because you can be our devil's advocate, dealing with the different job interviews that people would kind of, you know, enter into the workforce, and at the same time, just giving us tips that you see. You recently had gone into a few interviews yourself, and some things to look out for on the gentleman side as well as the lady side. I'm not sure if you got to observe that or not. Did you?
Yeah, I did. You know, we had a ton of opportunity to go through a few interviews, and we've had, you know, both male and female. Some of those were telephonic interviews, some were face to face and in person. And you know, if you're dialing in and you're doing a telephonic interview, you know, don't be sitting on the couch in your underwear eating Cheetos as you're doing the interview. You need to dress to impress, even if you're on the phone. Believe it or not, when you're dressed in a nice outfit, a nice suit, a nice dress, or whatever you're wearing for that occasion, as if you're doing a face-to-face interview, that kind of prepares your mental psyche to go into the interview in a professional manner. A lot of times we're more relaxed when we're wearing relaxed clothing. And if you take the time to dress up and you're doing a telephonic interview that way, dressed up, you're going to present yourself and you're going to articulate yourself much better. So keep those things in mind when you're dialing in for an interview, folks.
Okay, and what about as far as clothing and hygiene for men?
Clothing and hygiene for men, don't overdo yourself. I've noticed on a few interviews, guys, you know, they always say dress to impress, and that's a key point. But don't overdress to impress, because you can do that. You know, get a suit that fits, but not a suit that looks like a wetsuit, like you're ready to go diving afterwards. Get a suit that, you know, is tailored to you. You know, I'm not saying spend a couple $100 on a tailor, but go to a good suit store where the people that they're talking about can fit you properly. I walked in with a guy, and I thought he was wearing a giant nightgown, but actually it was a suit that was way too big for him. Now, maybe he lost a lot of weight, kudos to him, but, you know, if that's the case, let's adjust our suit so we put a good first impression out there for those folks looking to hire us.
And what do you have a specific color for suits that guys should be wearing?
I've always enjoyed a good solid black, or maybe some very light stripes in that, or a good charcoal gray. I think any suit looks good on a guy in a charcoal gray, especially with a crisp shirt. And I'm not saying necessarily go white or for these power colors. Go with something neutral. I like a lighter colored shirt. I've got blue eyes, so obviously I like the blue shirts. A light blue looks really good. And you don't want to stay away. You want to stay away from those power colors, because it's going to detract from you, and what they're looking at is you as the new business partner, the new employee, and your suit's just screaming out there. So, you know, keep it neutral, and then tie that tie in with a nice knot, a little bit of wrinkle underneath. Make sure that the tip of your tie touches just the top of your belt loop. You know, your pants aren't too long, and your shoes are shined. You know, I saw another gentleman walk in with very nicely shined shoes, but the soles were just worn down in gray, and he didn't put any attention to those. So it's those attention to detail things that they're looking for in those interviews that you've got to be cognizant of. So take the time before you go in and top to bottom, give yourself a look over, your clothes look over, and tidy up those things that you know, could be misconstrued as someone that doesn't want to pay attention to detail.
I like it. Now, I know another thing, like, especially for the girl side, I'm going to kind of work a little bit backwards here, because sometimes people are worried about, like, the face and the clothing and everything. I guess my number one pet peeve are nails. And the reason why this whole thing, it came up, I had said earlier, is Olivia's got two jobs, as you know, and she is very cognizant of her style and the way that she looks and presents herself. And being around beauty her whole life, you can imagine that that's been kind of tough. But she has her own sense of style, which I love. And I know that one of the things that we had talked about between her and I were you know, making sure that your hands look nice. Now, that's going to be in any kind of, in my opinion, in any job that you're dealing with, people look at your hands, especially for me. I'm holding up cosmetics. You know, for you, I don't know, you're holding up a gun half the time. But I don't know. I know. But I know that, well, we both do. I mean, because we're in law enforcement outside of what we do on a regular basis. But that alone messes up my hands. I know that. So keeping, you know, a good manicure is like the utmost for me, because I won't hire a makeup artist if their hands are jacked. I mean, they're going to be touching people's face and, you know, they're holding product and there's a lot of things going on. So the biggest thing for me is going to be, as far as nail care is, you know, keeping it clean, keeping it professional, keeping it in the length that you need for that specific job. So as far as like the manicures, making sure that you're not doing crazy nails with the point, you know, the claws, and, you know, doing the I guess subtle colors. Some people say skip, you know, kind of skip the whole French manicure scenario. But I think that French manicure and that white tip, it makes your hands look professional. What do you think?
No, I do. And I think that, you know, you know, the guys do it 6 times to manicure and look good. You know, the women like it, first of all. Second of all, you know, those folks giving the interview are looking you over, and they are looking at those fine-tuned items like your nails. And I love the woman with a fine, freshly done French manicure. Fingernail polish is beautiful, and certain women, you know, wear certain colors, you know, very well with you. You know, I love you in pink. Mm-hmm. But other women may like a red or may like a darker color and look good in it. But there's nothing classier than a solid French manicure with a shiny mm-hmm. nail that's just off the end. It's well-rounded. It's just classy and professional. And, you know, I recently went to a business where the lady was working the computer, and she had those long, like 3-inch, 20, like, nails. It was just crazy. It just doesn't look professional, and it's not something for the workplace. So definitely enjoy mm-hmm. a good manicure on the ladies and the guys.
Agreed. And for those of you that like the red color, you know, nail, I don't mind it. I think it's classy. It's a classic color, a red nail polish, or even, I guess, the honestly, the one that would go for anybody would be just a natural clear or a nude color, neutral color. So some men like to do the buffing, and I think that's cool too, because it's showing a healthy nail. I don't know, are you game for that, the shine scenario?
No, I am. I'm fine with the shine. You know, like I said, it all depends on the woman and how she carries it. And if it's overdone and it's too powerful, you know, it to me it draws away. And I'm different than anybody else, but I think a good solid nail color that contributes to the look and contributes mm-hmm. to your makeup and contributes to your attitude is really what sells it.
Okay. Well, what about grooming as far as the hair? Hair, facial, the big thing right now is beards everywhere, right?
Well, that's right. If you ain't got a beard, you ain't got a woman.
Yeah, okay. I have to say this. I don't mind seeing the beards, and there's some guys that look very nice and, you know, put together with the full-blown beard, but I don't know how I'm going to like that when I'm up close and personal. Now, I know you have like a semi-beard. I don't even know if you classify it as a beard because it's not long, or is it automatically a beard because it's not a goatee?
No, it's a beard. I mean, so you've got the natural goatee, which is just your mustache, and it goes down to your chin. You got a natural beard, which is this facial hair that's groomed nicely or maybe not. And then go full-on Duck Dynasty if you want. But I think when you go into an interview, you've got to look at, you know, you've got to be groomed. I was letting my beard grow out, as you know, and it was getting pretty long and scraggly. And before I went to my most recent round of interviews, I trimmed it down. So I took it just past mm-hmm. the double and, you know, cleaned it up along the neck, the top of the line, cleaned the mustache area around the lips so, you know, my lips are defined. And mm-hmm. I think that, you know, it's a sign of someone that just takes care of themselves. And I'm not saying I'm a perfect guy by any means, but You know, you've got to take care of yourself in the way you look. And if you walk in there with your mustache hanging out over your lips, and maybe you've got some leftover, you know, omelet in there for the morning breakfast, you know, or maybe some, you know, some olives left over from lunch, for pizza in the beard, you know, it's not going to be very impressive. So, you know, take the time to get it groomed up. And I think a very, you know, well-groomed face goes along, it goes a long way in an interview.
Well, on the for the females, I can just say this: absolutely no to hair accessories. There's a lot of different trends out there, which are fine for your off-duty, off-day kind of scenario. But I say skip it completely. I think your hair and your everything should be groomed, and you know, keep your flyaways down. There's a lot of good products out there, and I think that you use some of the little wax products, right?
I did for a while when I had really short hair and needed to groom it. I used kind of a more of a waxy substance. Now onto a harder hold gel.
Mm-hmm.
My hair kind of lays to one side. It's hard to get it to stick up. I like to kind of spike it up in the front. So I've used something with a harder hold. You just have to be careful with hair products. That's just, you know, for men and women both is,
mm-hmm.
you know, throw your hair product in and maybe you don't take the time to really condition it or rub it in. And you're going to have these globs of hair kind of stuck together.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the product may, you know, turn white or it may crust up and it just looks tacky. So you've got to be very cognizant of when you put your hair products in that you work them through, you style your hair properly, you know, and don't go crazy with it. You know, look professional and be ready to go.
Well, I think, I mean, obviously the products are going to be, my biggest thing is making sure that no flyaways are there. So using like a frizz serum or a light hairspray, even if you don't wear hairspray during the day or ever, a light mist of that hairspray will just keep all those flyaways down. I absolutely love a classic bun. When someone has their hair pulled back in a way, I think that that's the most professional look you can have. Now, it's not saying yes, because I'm still military, not talking about that bun from, you know, your ABU, BDU days. I'm talking about classic cute bun put together where you have everything in place. You have that mist that's keeping it there. And or a ponytail, which is not bad either, but my pet peeve is whenever the hair is in the face. I don't need to, you know, have you do the Justin Bieber kind of hair flip head thing to kind of keep your bangs out of the way. Either, you know, clip them out of the way with a cute clip that's not necessarily like a bling-bling accessory, or just make sure that you're using some kind of a, you know, a product that's going to keep it in place. I choose to keep the short hair just because it's easy to manage and it's a classic. It never goes, you know, it's never old. Something kind of evolves every time there's a bob or there's a pixie cut or something like that. I'm not saying cut your hair. I'm saying keep it groomed, keep it out of the way. Now, as far as makeup, now, I know, Jason, you don't do this, but there's a lot of people that are in the fashion industry and regular day-to-day. I've done makeup on men that are just professionals that want that extra coverage. Now, for men, I recommend if you have a problem with your skin that you're thinking that you don't like it or you want something covered up, easy fix. Take a little bit of a foundation, take a little bit of moisturizer and mix it together and put it on. You could dab it on in a certain area so it doesn't look so cakey, and it almost becomes like one of those BB creams or, you know, those really light-tinted moisturizers is basically what you're doing. I always use a stick foundation. I live by them. Our company does sell liquid as well, but I think that you have a good kind of a manageable with just a stick. You can make it go a little bit more liquid. You can make it a little bit heavier. I don't recommend that just because you want to look natural on that day. They're going to be up close and personal. And again, just like I wrote in the description, first impressions count. First impressions make a lasting impression, and that's going to be, they are going to remember you that day, whether your hair was in your face, whether your makeup is all caked on, they're going to remember, oh, I remember that girl because of whatever, or that guy because of whatever. So as far as your makeup, your number one thing, making sure that you actually start with a clean, fresh face, whether you're male or female. And that cleaning means double cleansing, because that first time is breaking up all the dirt and oil. The next time is actually cleaning your face, using a toner, using a moisturizer, making sure that you are keeping that regimen weekly for masks and different things like that and pampering. And I'll have different shows on skincare, but just as just like a quick fix thing. But give yourself enough time to be able to do that properly and to prep your skin for whatever it is that you're going to be doing that day. As far as your concealer or foundation, like I said, keep it light if you can. If you have a lot to cover, then dab the makeup on where you need it. Don't take the makeup on. There is absolutely no reason for that. You're not going out to a nightclub. I mean, you're going to be more than likely in a day atmosphere. So remember, and think about the lighting that you're going to be using, because the lighting is going to be key. If that lighting is darker, if that lighting is lighter, it's gonna play on your makeup. So make sure you're paying attention to that. As far as lipstick versus lip gloss scenario, I am a huge lip gloss person. I have read countless, magazines dealing with entrepreneurs and jobs and workforce talking about whether or not you should wear lipstick versus lip gloss. Does it look, trashy or whatever? I say wear what you're comfortable with and wear what complements you. I love lip gloss. I know it's shiny. I don't mind it. I think it's great. I think it keeps your lips looking dry, or use a really good moisturizing lipstick. And as far as the tone, again, be very careful with that, because red is very bold and you want to come across as kind of under the radar. Feel the space, feel the environment, wear something more nude. I love like a peachy pink lip gloss. I think it goes with everything and you can't go wrong. What do you think, Jason?
No, I agree, it kind of goes back to the nails. If you're going to wear a lipstick, wear it and own it, but make sure that you're not overdoing it. Again, a lot of women really want to sell their look. Well, you're going to a job interview to sell yourself and your work ethic and the history of your work, your work history. You're not trying to sell the way you look now unless you're going to, an acting gig or, a modeling gig. Obviously, you're selling your body, but your look anyway. So you got to be cognizant of that, wear it, own it, and respect the look. I think it's, you wear the pinks very well. I love you in the pink and the naturals.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Some ladies rock a red, a stronger red, and it kind of goes with their skin tone. And if you ladies are out there, if you're ever wondering, well, I don't know, what lipstick looks better on me. I don't know how to wear the lipstick. All you've got to do is hook us up and look us up on eCosmetics and talk to Anna, and she can run you through a FaceTime how to do your makeup and what to wear and what looks better for your skin tone. Because sometimes we have to step outside of our shells, men and women, and understand that we don't know everything about ourselves, and sometimes it takes a fresh perspective to help us understand what looks best for us and what works best for us.
No, I completely agree. I know that another question that I had before is, how to make sure that you're keeping, if you're using the bolder lipsticks, and I live by our Bright Eyes lip pencil. Actually, it's an eye pencil, but I use it at both. So I have one for the eyes and one for the lips. But your biggest thing about wearing the darker lipsticks, if you guys choose to do that, is going to be feathering or bleeding outside your lip line. So something to kind of help stop that is going to be like, if you go onto our site, you'll see we have a Bright Eyes pencil, which basically it's like a cream-colored pencil where it's supposed to be used in the inner rim of your eye. I have one for my eyes and one for my lips. And on the lips, I just put it on the outline of my lip line, and that literally will stop the lip gloss or lipstick, the darker tones, to kind of stop it from feathering out into your skin away from your lip line. So just think about that and be cognizant of what the products that you're using and what could happen throughout the day, and just be ready. Now, as far as your eyeshadows, automatic, keep it neutral. Don't be crazy, no crazy colors, nothing like that. You want to stick with your taupey colors, your mauves, maybe a brown. I use just a slight silver gray, but it's all staying in those earthy tones. If you use anything with shimmer, I say shimmer, not glitter, cease on the glitter. Glitter is bigger flakes. Shimmer are tiny, tiny little specks that just kind of shine. So if you use that, use a little bit because you're not going out to the nightclub. As far as mascara, you want to make sure, or liner, keep your liner very soft and classic. Don't go for the cat eye look. Don't go for anything crazy. If you want to line the inner rim, you can. If it makes you look good or if you feel better that way, then that's fine. If you're doing it to accentuate your eyes or make them look larger, then yes, do it for those tips. But don't go crazy with the liner. Don't go with a smoky eye. Do not go crazy with the mascara that you're looking like a spider. I mean, really use it sparingly and make sure that you're combing it out. You have the mascara combs and, you know, the brow combs. You can actually use that for your eyelashes if you need to. Making sure that your brows are groomed, that's going to be another key thing. Making sure that you're tweezing. I had mentioned recently we just did a class this past Saturday or so ago, and I talked about getting threading done. I love threading over waxing. I can have another show on that specifically, but I just want to kind of give you some quick tips. I recommend the threading, making sure that that is precise, and you can tell them what kind of brow you want. They're going to have you pick it. And then just filling in wherever you need to make it look perfect and pristine is going to be with I don't use a pencil as much as I do with a powder and an angled brush, and I can kind of just fill that in. Now, your blush should be lighter. Don't go crazy with the rouge. Making sure that I like to use during the day a little bit of a bronzing powder as my blush or a peachy toned blush. But that way I, you know, have everything kind of covered. And then a final thing is going to be just using an oil control powder all over your face. And Jason, I don't know if you agree with me or not, because I don't know if you have ever used it on you. The oil control powder, it could be used for men or for women. It's basically a blotting paper in a powder form. And it's like our number one bestseller. So, and if you have questions or where to get that, you can go to www.shopinkcosmetics.com, and that's where all our products are. Our portfolio is on www.inkcosmetics.com, and we also have a blog, and it's with other tips, tricks, and that's like everything life. It's a lifestyle blog, and that's at www.inkinsideout.com. Now, we only have 3 minutes left in this show. I did tell you it was going to be a shorter show, so I just wanted to kind of cover some quick on what you should be wearing for your next interview. I wish you guys the best of luck for that interview. One caveat I did want to kind of – yes?
Let me chime in real quick before you go into that, if I could, to kind of yes. Piggyback on what you mentioned about lashes. You know, many times I've seen women, you know, take pictures of their lashes or, you know, like a little selfie or going into a store, an interview, and you've got so much, you know, lash, mascara on that the lashes are sticking together and are clumped together. You know,
you've got to really
be careful and when you're putting your mascara on and brush that stuff through. Make sure your lashes are separated yet accented, and they're strong and they're black, and they're not just, you know, hot messes of clumpy lashes. It just doesn't look good. Doesn't look professional. You know, so something you really look at, and I think you've got some great mascara, you know, on our website that we can go through, and you can, with an applicator, and just, you know, brush it on, take your time with it, and make sure that those lashes are powerful and really accent your eyes, because when you're making eye contact with each and every person you're talking to, they're looking at those eyes. So, you know, sell yourself and sell your product and how you work with, you know, a professional look.
Thank you for that. And I, especially coming from a man, a lot of the times we're getting interviews done and to the interviewer is a male. So I appreciate that comment. Now, the last tip that I wanted to kind of go over very quickly is your fragrance. Now, I recommend that you don't wear any perfume. Just go shower. If you have like a body spray that kind of, or a tinted lotion, maybe something subtle like that, but kind of skip the fragrance just because of the fact that you don't want that overpowering smell to be left as the lasting impression. But I only have about 50 seconds left. I wanted to thank you, Jason, for co-hosting with me. And can you tell them – what's that?
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Can you tell them where they can email you at, please?
Yeah, if you guys have any inquiries, any questions about some upcoming classes or want to schedule some FaceTime classes, set me up at jason.inkcosmetics@gmail.com. Again, it's jason.inkcosmetics@gmail.com.
Awesome. And you can find me or send your questions, beauty questions, suggestions to anna.inkcosmetics@gmail.com. And again, we can be found at www.shopinkcosmetics.com. Thank you so much, everybody. This has been a great show, and I'll talk to you soon.
Have a great week, everyone.